Hello, dear listener. Somebody, and I'm not going to mention any names, complained that I was taking too long to get us caught up to present day as I publish these episodes of the after show. Kind of a trade-off because I do all these in batch. I realized that I ran out of buffer and I had a whole bunch of them that I hadn't processed yet, so I fixed that. But this has been weeks for you guys, because today that I'm actually recording this is August 24th, and that was the day that I fixed it. And so, to make sure that we had post shows going out past my race trip out to California and all that fun stuff. Anyway, not important. What is important is we're now at the point in our journey where Adam was on his cruise to Norway, and we had two guest hosts. We had Big Fatty and Auntie Scott, who were our guest hosts. And neither one of them are prolific in their after show, so I figured I'd just combine the two of them. So this is going to be two after shows back to back. The first one is Big Fatty, and then the second one is Andy Scott. There, enjoy. I've brought us a week closer by combining 2 weeks. I've brought you yet another week closer to the future. To the future, future, future. Well, my future, your present. You know, I'm trying to say. Anyway, here, hey, listen to this. But I have to.
No, I have not taken the go to bed pills.
Yeah, I have to pee.
Okay. Well, you go pee, and I'll go take the go to bed pills because it takes them about a half hour, 45 minutes to kick in.
All right.
Thank you, Gary.
All right. We'll be right back, chat room. Hang on.
Right. Y'all were amazing. I loved every second. Oh, Nicholas. All right. Stick around for us to do Adam's show. Is your father running over you the reason? How dare you, Nicholas? As Vera would say, don't be ugly. Lord, he's still TTing. No, sir, we did not.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you can hear into his kitchen. Fridays at Fatty. Oh, you didn't do a Fridays at Fatty tonight? Why didn't you do a Friday at Fatty's?
Because I wanted a week off, and, it's 4th of July weekend, and, it just...
What'd you do for July 4th?
I, did my nipple...
Oh. Sorry. I opened my phone, and that was the last thing that was on the Bluetooth. It was connected to the board. Sorry. Okay. You did what? So you did what?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, you didn't do
anything. I caught up on TV and
What are you watching nowadays?
Well, not a whole lot. Oh, that's what I meant to ask you is why don't you like Big Brother, or are you going to give it a chance again?
I think the thing that I dislike about Big Brother is when I first was introduced to Big Brother, it was the UK version of the show. And they do it very differently over there.
Yes. They're naked.
On top of that, they also, the contestants don't narrate the show. There's a Big Brother that talks. There's a Big Brother that, and there's a narrator. Yeah. And what I hate about the American show is how when you can see the production elements, it takes me out of it. And when you seat these people in a room that has 19 microphones and then encourage them to shout so that they can be, it's like every Big Brother, American Big Brother, someone sits down in the diary room And instead of having a normal conversation with the camera, they're like, well, today we had to get up early because Gina was farting really badly in the room. It's like, and they do this shouting thing. And I'm just like, there are microphones around you. You do not need to shout. It's like, why are they encouraging this? And to be fair, I hate YouTube videos that do that as well. Like, I hate these YouTubers that shout. It's like, to me, that's just, I can see the, but honestly, I feel like the problem with the American Big Brother is it just feels too cookie cutter. It just feels like they're just doing the same things over and over. They have the same kind of people. They have the same kind of challenges.
I don't disagree with that, but. Yeah.
And the UK one was just so awesome. It was that they would do different chat, and they had such different people. Like, the people were not attractive. They were picked on how they were going to interact and stuff. And, and honestly, having the audience decide who was going to go home every week, you know, the contestants in the UK don't vote anyone out. What they do is they vote for people to be nominated, right? So they just pick the two people that they think should be nominated, but then whoever gets the most votes, right? No one knows whatever the other people vote for. So it's just kind of like one of those, it's just a better, it's a less vicious game. I feel like Big Brother now is down to, kind of like Survivor has gotten, but Survivor does a little bit better job of breaking it up. But it's like, you know, it just comes down to the contestants coming in that show have seen this show. They know what they're going to do. They've got their, you know, I don't want to get blood on my hands. It's like the job of the game is to vote someone out.
I hate that.
Grow a pair of balls and do something. It's like, also, who's going to remember what happened after week one? It's like, here's what's going to happen. Whoever is on the chopping block for week one and somehow manages to survive will be the head of household the second week. It's like the way that the power shifts in that house is somewhat predictable. It's just like, and if you look at it psychologically, which, you know, I do have a degree in psychology I don't like to talk about. It is very much in the way that we are social creatures, right? And it's like, with this person escaping getting voted out gives other people a sense that, oh, they must be important because they didn't get voted out. And so therefore I have and this is all unconscious thought that you don't think about. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, how are we going to do this show? So you had this plan. You're like, we're going to do it, but we're going to do it as Adam. So tell me what your plan is. Sell me on your plan.
Well, why don't you be Adam's mom?
Oh, I was hoping you're going to talk about me tonight, Big Fatty. Gary, is Gary still here? Oh, he'll get so mad. He does not like me at all. Oh, good, he's left. He's not in the chat room. Oh, that's great. Oh, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm living in my house, and I am
let's wait and let's record it.
Oh, you want to record? You want me to do my son's show? Oh, yes. Goodness gracious.
All right, so what you want to do is you just want to do it like you're just going to be Adam, and then Adam's mom will interrupt him. Is that the plan?
Yes, now remind me how it starts.
You want to write it down?
No.
It's right after the. I'll do it for you, and then you know.
It's the tonk, 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 tonk.
Baby, 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 baby. Today is July 5th, 2024. Okay. My name's Big Fatty.
Right.
Welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is a show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week, and you listen.
And today is no different.
Okay. Yeah, that's the show.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
What are you going to talk about? You have it all planned out?
No, it's all going to be off. It's going to be...
All right, so we're not going to play closing music because I'm going to put that in post so that it ends at the right time. So, you know, when I do this to start wrapping it up, just imagine that it's, you know, you got to
It's only going to be 10 minutes, so...
Yeah, but you got to remember, you got to call him on the voicemail. Oh, yeah, I don't have access to his voicemail. Do I have access to his texts?
I don't know.
I I'm looking.
Hold on. he's out at sea.
Yeah. I have access to the mix text and voicemail. So, like, for this week, just say you can call 707-61-DEATH or text. I'll help you with that. I'll just have Adam's mom do the exit.
Okay.
All right, how long do you want to go before I interrupt you?
I'll introduce you.
All right, here we go. Baby, I'm not running around looking for nobody else. I've got one thing on my mind. I already hear the bell.
Today is... It's July the 8th. 2024, and this is the Geeky Game. My name is Adam, and I do this show alone. Today is no different. I'm not ready here now. Give me a sec. Today is, where is it? I never have this open. Today is, National Chocolate with Almonds Day. Y'all, I love chocolate. And, I was laying in bed watching some videos on the YouTube, and y'all, an ad popped up asking me if I wanted to buy some chocolate almonds. And y'all, they look so good. But they were coming from Bruges, Belgium, and, we're going to be going there later this week on the cruise. And I said, well, no, I'm not going to wait for that. I'm going to order a pound of chocolate almonds. Y'all, they were $300. And that didn't even include the shipping. So y'all, I thought about it, and y'all, they're gonna be coming while I'm gone, and y'all, they'll probably be melted because they'll be sitting on the front porch, and by the way, did y'all, we had a weekend. We had a weekend, and I'm not gonna tell you about that. I'm gonna let Daniel tell you about that tomorrow. I will say that I did celebrate y'all. I didn't know they had Whataburger in London, and y'all, crispy lettuce. And the service is terrible. But y'all, I've got a special guest today, all the way from her bed, because she's in bed a lot. Have you turned down the Fox News?
Well, I gotta have it on in the background. How else am I gonna know what's going on? I'm happy to do your little podcast with you, Adam, but there's a breaking news alert. And there's a red spinning light on the TV, and it can happen at any moment, and I just got to be aware of what's going on. I just don't want the libs to sneak up on me. I heard that you were taking a cruise to Nebraska. Now, what are you doing? You're doing your podcast. Aren't you on a cruise to Alaska? I mean, Nebraska?
No. Y'all? I don't know where she got Nebraska, which is, it's Norway.
Norway.
Norway. Norway, Norway.
Is that a Christian country?
It is.
Oh, okay.
We're going to be blessing the loaves and the fishes.
Oh, are you trying to say that Jesus did the Sermon from the Mount in Norway?
No, he wept in Norway.
Oh, he wept.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's what called the fjords. was...
Yeah, the Fjord, yes.
Fjords, which I believe is a Norway word for Jesus' tears. It's Jesus wept, created the fjords. Yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
The preacher was just talking about that last week. I've been trying to get you to come to our church. I know that you like to go to your fancy church with their orchestra and everything, but if you just come occasionally to our church with us, I think... the preacher here has some very good words for you that could, you know, change how you're living with your roommate.
It is, y'all, I think Tabitha just jumped up on the bed. Is that Tabitha?
Well, yes, but she only pees when you're here, and I'm on Zoom. I don't think Tabitha knows how to deal with the Zoom.
Well, maybe she heard my voice. You know, some people think that I have a southern voice, but I don't hear it.
All that dog hears is treats and suckers. That's all that dog hears.
Well, I'm not a judgmental person.
No, I did not raise you to be a judgmental person.
No, although sometimes I when I'm around my family, I feel judgmental. Like that time that I scooped the poop out of the toilet, that's when I learned to put. Sydney, the dog, is pooping in the toilet. Are you there, Mama?
I'm not entirely sure that you're my son. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, then that confirms that I'm your son, because I don't have any idea what I'm talking about either. You know, I have a terrible memory.
Yeah, you do. You know what? I have to go because your dad needs his dinner, and I've got a bad ankle, and I have to get up and cook for him. And it's just because that's what the women do. They go and they cook like a good Christian woman. And I'm going to go do it. But you need to end your podcast, get back out to your trip to the Christian nation. And
can you tell everybody how they can get in touch with me?
Well, I don't know. You're on some ship in the middle of the ocean. But if they wanted to, they could send a text to 707-613-3284. That's my number, and I'll pass it along. You know what? I got to go because that Gary Bearden hates it when I'm talking, and he's this is his favorite show. So I've got to go. I got to go.
Love you, Mama. Bye.
Have to end the show.
Oh. Oh, what is this? I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Daniel will talk to you tomorrow, whatever it is.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Improv should be left to the professionals.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that I'm going to use. Go ahead. Give me the ending, though.
What was it again?
Does it for me, Daniel? Talk to you tomorrow.
That's it. That's it. Okay, that does it for me. I'll be in Norway, but Daniel will be here tomorrow. Bye.
Lord,
I'm gonna kick somebody's ass.
Well, that's that song. That song. No, that's that. You know,
oh, I forgot the people pleaser.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much of that I'm going to use, Fatty, to be honest with you.
That's fine. It was terrible.
It's on the after show, though, so it's for the level 13 folks. They can... They'll get a kick out. You know, level 13 folks, like I'm a librarian who didn't show up tonight, and...
I see that. Yeah,
Kathy Marshall and...
Kathy Marshall showed up.
No, it was just Mel. Literally, I'm not calling people out. I'm just saying Mel. It's just a funny sound that I like to make called Mel. Doesn't mean that it's somebody's name. It's just, you know, it's just a tick. It's like a vocal tick. I'll just go, Mel, Mel, Mel.
So close.
All right. So let me see. I have something for the after show. If you can go for another, you know, 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay. The pills are kicking in.
Oh, the pills are kicking in.
But I'm okay still.
I didn't get to my sheet. Did you?
Oh, is that Crone, the mysterious Crone Haven?
It is. The mysterious Crone Haven listens to our show because she loves us. Here's my question. She's often in the chat room on Friday nights. Hello, Crone. Here's my question. Did you watch Succession? Not Succession. Did you watch Severance? The one on Apple TV Plus?
No.
So then
I heard you. Yeah. By the way, I heard you lauding Apple TV Plus.
It was. I do. They have a lot of really good shows on there. It's like, remember when like HBO could do no wrong? Like all their original series were awesome. Mm-hmm. It's like that's where Apple TV Plus is right now. Like that may change in the future, but they got a lot of really good shows. That it's not that much. It's like $6.99 a month or something. It's not, you know, with no commercials. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up for 1 month and, you know, binge watch a couple of things. You don't have to keep it. You can always. It's just as easily to cancel your service as it is to sign up. You can just do it online. You don't talk to anybody. Just you go, boop boop, and then boop. Trazodone, is that what you're taking?
Uh huh.
What does it do? What does trazodone do?
It makes me sleepy.
What does trazodone do? Are you depressed?
No.
Oh, sleep aid. Okay, it's one of its things. It's like
Trazodone is a medication primarily used to treat major depressive disorder. It can also be prescribed for anxiety disorders and insomnia. Here are its primary uses and effects.
Yeah, okay. Antidepressant, anti-anxiety, sleep aid, pain management. So does it make you does it have any kind of, oh shit. Down the wrong hole. Does it have any kind of euphoria attached to it? Like, is it like a Valium or whatever? Or like, you don't feel like drunk or like, you know, like a pain relief or anything? Because it says it can be used for pain management.
I don't have any pain.
I don't have any pain. I just.
I'm trying to type.
Oh, and talk at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah, that's difficult. We got a new dining table today. It got delivered today. So now we can have dinner parties. You, when are you going to come down to Florida and bring Ruby Red on Ruby Red Lane?
I don't know. It's something I want to do, but...
Yeah, I haven't been to Disney in a long time.
Daniel, it's just gotten so expensive.
Yeah. It is.
And honestly, you can tell it's kicking in, can't you?
Yeah, I can. Yes. Disney.
Hang on a second.
Disney too expensive.
And you know, and it's you pay this exorbitant amount to get in to stand in line.
Yeah. You don't have to go to Disney. You can just come down and visit.
It's true.
There's other things to do here. We can go get a boat, take a boat out like we did with the
I wouldn't be driving because, you know, they'd probably troll me.
Yeah, they probably would. They keep following me around. Yes, Auntie Scott says you can go there. You can go dance.
Again.
You were there. You were there and you danced. Did they serve beef stroganoff that night? Do you remember?
No. We had... I'm I'm not sure I remember what the entree was, but I know we had the green beans with scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember. Auntie
Scott
had.
Is typing. Let's see. Bacon wrap Triscuits.
Yes, we did have.
Who he got that from somebody else, right? Wasn't that like an appetizer that somebody else suggested to him, and he made
the chicken wrap? Fried steak. That was right.
Oh, chicken fried steak. I like chicken fried steak. Where is?
They were probably mashed potatoes.
Yeah, there was some form of potatoes. Well, before you absolutely fall asleep, you know. Thank you for doing the show. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. You really can see this taking effect, can't you?
Yes. You are falling over right now. I'm scared you're not going to make it to the love chamber because you're
Already turned the bed down.
Oh.
Prior to the show.
That's why there was no Friday at Fratty's, because you had to turn the bed down. That was like a big task.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Big Fatty.
All right.
Appreciate it.
And
recording stopped.
Oh.
Say goodnight. Say goodnight to the chat.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, chat room.
Dum dums. It's in color, Daniel. You should see it. It's The Party starring Peter Sellers.
Birdie Num Num?
Yes, because he's feeding a parrot. So he's got birdie num nums. Birdie num nums. And he's East Indian. Or he's playing a stereotypical East Indian, I should say.
I found this TV show on Hulu.
Hulu?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to say Yulu. Hulu?
Yulu? I get it. You're asking Hulu, but I don't understand Yulu.
Oh, just tell the fucking story. We're not on the air anymore. I don't have to be nice. Just the people the people in the chat room could find out what you're really like.
Insufferable. Insufferable.
Yeah, we haven't suffered enough.
Insufferable. I am Citrus Yuzu. I am a drag queen. I forgot what the fuck. So I was watching this TV show. I found it on Hulu. It's a Hulu original. It has Johnny Knoxville, Keenan
Ivory Wayans.
No. Who's the one half of, not Jordan Peele, but the other one, Keegan Peele. He's Keegan.
It'll someone, come to yeah, the chat someone, room someone any second room, now.
Yeah. The point is that it has Paul Reiser, and it has who was my my crazy ex-girlfriend. Who was that actress? Rachel. Let me Google this real quick. My crazy ex.
I only watch black and white movies, Daniel.
It wasn't a movie. It was a series.
I don't know.
It
any
was
of
a series, not a thing. Rachel Bloom. Anyway, it has a lot of big names in this show, and it was written, it was produced by Stephen Levitan, who did Modern Family and The Wonder Years. Was it The Wonder Years? I think it was The Wonder Years. Long lived soap. So it's like you've got big names behind this, right? And you've got a big name producer behind this. And it was a Hulu original, but it only got one season, and they canceled it. And it's so good. It is so good. The premise of it is that there was a hit TV. Do you care? Do you want to? No, we can move on. We can talk about something else if you don't care.
No, I mean, this is the after show, Daniel.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, do you, Scott, care about this show that
you'll
ignorant. Never watch?
I am, well, I'm, what all of the modern stuff, I am completely ignorant of. My last regular broadcast viewing was probably the first incarnation of Roseanne. That's how far back I go to watching things that were broadcast.
Yeah, but this was a Hulu original.
What I'm saying to you, darling, is that Netflix and Prime have been our primary
okay.
of viewing
Okay.
For years now.
Okay. So the premise of this show.
Yes.
Is that there was this very popular sitcom in the 90s called Step Right Up or something like that. And it dealt with this family that had a stepdaughter. And there was the father of the child that got divorced from the mother, and then the new husband of the wife that's the stepfather. But through a series of events, the father also, so they all live together. And it's called Step Right Up because they're step-parents. Anyway, it's a fake show, but it was a very popular show in the 90s. That's the premise of this show, in case you've forgotten what I'm talking about. And it is now modern day, and Rachel Bloom is pitching to the Hulu board or the Hulu president, going, it's like, I want to reboot Step Right Up, modern day, the original cast, but, you know, I want it to be edgier and you know, like they have real problems and not everything is solved, you know, on the same, you know, blah, blah, blah. And through a series of events, this gets greenlit and they get to make this reboot. And we meet the original cast, which of course are the, you know, the big names that are in the cast, Johnny Knoxville and the other people. And you watch, you know, them as get back together and everything. And then what you find out at the end, the big shocking reveal at the end of episode one, is that the original producer came back in and was like, no, this is my property. You guys can't do this new edgy stuff. We're going to go back to doing my stuff, which all the cast hated, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But then it turns out that the producer that produced that show is the father of this person that wants to do the reboot. She was his daughter that got cut out of this new step family. So she had viewed this sitcom growing up of, you know, a biography of his life that was basically like, you know, a dagger in her heart. And so she wants to, like, you know, reclaim it. It's fascinating because it's like...
And this also happened on a starship?
No, this happened on a back lot in Hollywood.
I'm giving you a bad time.
I'm just saying it's a really good show.
Okay, but it got canceled.
Lamont Cranston says, I watched Reboot. I enjoyed it. Hulu should have given it a chance and continued it. The consensus online is that maybe Hulu didn't renew it because they dogged on Hulu through the whole show. It was like, they made fun of Hulu like at every turn, which I guess maybe might be coming back to bite John Oliver the butt because he's been super persnickety to HBO Max or whatever, and now they're like burying his show and stuff. So. These people, man, do they really have these kind of egos?
Oh my God. Oh my God. As I said, it's neurotic. The neurotic's leading the more neurotic and swimming in a pool of neuroses. They are, because think about this. There is a level of look at me, listen to me, look at me in podcasting. That's why yes. You're doing it. That's why Adam does it. That's exactly why we all did it. Yep. Look at me, listen to me, I matter. Listen to me, I have something to say. Listen to me, I want you to look at me. I want you to like me. I want you, that's all there.
Aren't I cool?
Now, magnify, and there's nothing wrong with that. There isn't anything wrong with it. To want to be heard, to want to be seen, to want to be loved. There's nothing wrong with it.
To entertain.
But if it becomes the overwhelming only thing in your life that matters, that's when there's something wrong with it. And the majority of these individuals, that is all consuming and all that matters. And that's coming from a place of massive insecurity and massive messed upness. Dustin Hoffman tells this story, so it's from the horse's mouth. He's sitting with one you wouldn't
Recording
know because...
Stopped.
Oh, you wouldn't know him because most of his movies were black and white, but there's
Dustin
an actor...
Dustin Hoffman?
No. Oh. There's an actor named Laurence Olivier.
I've heard tell of Sir Laurence
Olivier. Who was considered...
Gay.
By some, the greatest actor ever. By some. By many... One of the greatest actors that has ever lived. Dustin Hoffman was sitting across the dinner table, and I heard Hoffman tell this story, so this isn't, I heard from John, and John told them, no, this came out of Dustin Hoffman's mouth. Dustin Hoffman was sitting at the table with Laurence Olivier, hoping for a deep answer to this question. He looked at him and he said, Larry, why do we do this? Why are we actors? Why do we do this? And Larry Olivier leaned across the table and put his face directly in front of Dustin Hoffman's face and said,
more butter.
Look at me, 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 look at me. And that was the answer from one of the greatest actors that has ever lived. The bottom line is, look at me. So yes, you can attach art to it. Because there is artistry in acting. Absolutely, there's artistry in acting. And there is talent and ability in all forms of performance art. Some more than others. But the bottom line of all of it is, look at me. Look at me.
Kevin Bacon revealed in a recent interview with Vanity Fair that he commissioned facial prosthetics so he could try going out in public without being noticed as an iconic actor. As the actor said, I'm not complaining, but I have a face that's pretty recognizable. Putting my hat and glasses on is only going to work to a certain extent. I went to a special effects makeup artist, had consultations, and asked him to make me a prosthetic disguise, saying he got fake teeth and a slightly different nose made so that he could test out what it would be like to not be Kevin Bacon in public. He went to the Grove in Los Angeles and nobody recognized me, which the actor didn't exactly grow to love. People were kind of pushing past me, not being nice, Bacon said. Nobody said, I love you. I had to wait in line to, I don't know, buy a fucking coffee or whatever. I was like, this sucks. I want to go back to being famous.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the perks of fame are ridiculous. But. Because the bottom line is that if Kevin Bacon wanted anonymity, he never would have become an actor. He never would have put himself in the public eye. Cher,
yeah.
For fuck's sake, is on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck you call it. Or she's got face. She's demanding it. The woman is nearly 80 years old and she still needs all of that overbearing attention.
78.
I said she's nearly 80 years old.
No, I didn't know.
Okay.
I looked up her age.
But still, if it is in them, if it is in you, you know, it was in me much more than it is now. But I never had it to the level that these people that make their lives all about achieving fame and celebrity, and it's so rare that it's about pursuing the art. There are artists, but there is also the underlying look at me, look at me, look at me. Okay. I'm off my soapbox there. That's it.
I find it sad. And I don't mean that in like a tragic way or whatever. It's like, I find it sad that you don't rotate through your subscriptions, because there are so many shows that I would love to get your opinion on. Like, there are so many shows that I would love to, just like, I feel like this is really, really good because of these reasons, and I would love to get your take on it. And, you know, the only thing you have is Netflix and
Prime.
Yeah, well, I don't do Prime because of commercials now. So it's like, I'm not renewing our Prime membership in August. So. No, it's October that I renewed, but I'm not renewing it. So,
well, we are terminally behind in everything, mm-hmm. always, anyway. And so, the things that we are watching on Netflix, people saw the entire arc.
Have you watched
before.
The Expanse yet? I believe that's
I don't
on,
know what. No,
I believe so that's I on Prime.
Is it science fiction?
Yes.
Not our favorite genre. We tried to do the three-body solution and couldn't get past the second body.
three bodies?
Because it got all video gamey and...
What is the three-body solution?
I think it's a limited series, and it's either Netflix or Prime.
Okay, so you have one bad thing.
No, what?
One bad experience.
We go
sci-fi.
Through... No, Daniel, We don't like... I love sci-fi movies. Love sci-fi movies.
Then you should watch The Expanse.
On Prime?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Let me Google this here. So justwatch.com is where I like to go. I believe so. It was originally on Sci-Fi, and then I believe Amazon bailed them out and made their last seasons. What was it called? Why am I blanking on its name that I just suggested? The Expanse.
The Expanse. Okay.
The Expanse, 2015. Where to watch? Yeah, it's on Prime Video. You can stream it on Prime Video today. There are 6 seasons of it.
Oh my God. So it's an investment.
I mean, modern shows only have like 8 episodes a season. So
I will give it a shot, Daniel, just like I gave Buckaroo Banzai one.
All right, you know, I got the email. Ha ha ha, very funny. And having rewatched it, I agree. But
you do know that I will never stop poking that bear.
Right. But as a 12-year-old at the time, he was cool. It's just like that was. So yeah. To me, I watched that video. Hey, let's be honest. The reason I watched that video was because Perfect Tommy gave me the happy feels. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Perfect Tommy had his shirt off in a couple of different scenes, and those
made you feel funny all over.
Those were my favorite scenes. What was I going to do? I don't even remember what I was going to do. It's not important.
I think that's Tallulah Henrietta Cartwright talking.
When you
can't remember, Tallulah Henrietta Cartwright is probably your problem. Talking to you, Daniel.
No, Tallulah
Henrietta Cartwright.
What is special about
is
Tallulah?
Your problem with your memory right now?
Why?
Because her what are her
THC? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Tommy, you're dating yourself, Tommy.
Mary Jane.
Yeah, or you're smoking that Mary Jane.
Mary Jane Bly. Are you a collector? Like a movie collector? Like, do you have like an expansive library of films?
Probably about 500 DVDs, maybe more.
Did you see that DVDs are dying? As streaming has made them appealing again. Redbox is going out of business.
Didn't know that it was still in business.
Well, yeah, that's but now they're actually going bankrupt, but yeah.
Well, it's understandable.
Yeah, because you can
the reason that Jeff Bezos is as rich as he is because of our lazy asses. Why would you get up, get dressed, get in the car, and go to a store when you can sit down in your pajamas, look up every rating, every brand, every variety, say, I click, and it comes to your house. They give it to you at your house. This man came across our sloth, which is one of the 7 deadly sins because I'm very religious, and made himself a billion gazillionaire out of sloth.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Well, then
and
we're
I
all
am one of the most slothful.
We're all going to be those people in WALL-E. We're all going to be those fat people in their hovering wheelchairs.
Sitting in their chair. Yeah. Yes. Well, I am already 3/4 there. My favorite deadly sin, Kathy, is gluttony. Sloth is a close second, but gluttony is way up there.
If you really think about Netflix as a company.
Yes.
They started their business by mailing DVDs. They were basically a DVD rental store. They were competing directly with Blockbuster and all these places, right?
But they mailed. They sloughed. They mailed to your house
in 2 days. So it's like they can get it to you and guaranteed in 2 days, they're going to mail it to you. You'll have it in your house and you can keep it as long as you want. And when you're done with it, you put it back and we'll send you the next movie on your list. So you can have as many movies per month as you want. You can have 3 at a time, but as many, you know, as you can get
See,
through.
Tommy just said we got the 3 DVD plan. It was fantastic.
Right. So, but then Netflix as a company was really the first place to go, we're going to start streaming stuff. We'll still give you DVDs. Like you can still get DVDs and stuff. But if you want to pay a slightly lower amount every month, instead of you getting DVDs, you can just watch it on your, you just click and you just watch it right there on your computer. Like you don't need us to mail you anything. You can have it right now. It's streaming. It's only selected titles. Not everything's available, but you know, here's a library of stuff. And then over time that library grew and grew, right? Think about the foresight that it took Amazon to basically look into the streaming business and go like, this is where it's going. Like we're making billions of dollars doing this, but next year people are going to be doing that and we need to be there. And it's like, it's impressive when you think that Amazon did that. I mean, excuse me, Netflix did that until you then realize that they did it a second time because they were the first streaming service to produce original content because they recognize the fact that all of these big production houses, you know, ABC, Disney, well, Disney is ABC, but Paramount, whatever, they're gonna take their rights back of these streaming things that we've built our business off of, right? Netflix built its business off of showing you all of these studios, you know, products. They didn't have their own stuff. But that's what they foresaw that and went, oh, we need to have our own original programming that we can offer so that we're not reliant on stars and everything. It's like, I don't know why I keep seeing Amazon. Netflix has really been quite impressive of predicting where the market is going to go. And
the entertainment model, they were way ahead of it and had it. Lamont, was it the concubine? I can't remember he's talking about Patrick Warburton's movie where he runs out of the house stark naked and there's a lot to see. He used to waggle it at us. Oh, Mac, you're absolutely Maxwell Bright. Anyway, Boomy used to wave it at us from his bonus room window. Our bonus room windows are across from each other and you'd see the silhouette of this thing flapping and his wife yelling at him, Patrick, stop that. Right now.
Wait. You're talking about Patrick
Warburton.
You're talking about the guy that does the spiel for Soren.
Yes. Soren. Yeah.
You're friends with him?
He was a neighbor for years.
Oh, no longer.
Well, we're still friends with him. We just don't live next door to each other anymore.
No, I'm just saying there's no, he's not your neighbor anymore. So we couldn't accidentally run into him when I'm visiting.
No, you know, my friend Scott used to be just madly in love with Patrick Warburton. And I can't remember from what show he fell in love with him.
Seinfeld.
I think it was before Seinfeld. He did that one with the comedian that used to be in Night Court, Dave. He did a show called Dave Barry or something like that, he was playing a character, Dave Barry.
When would this have been?
Look up, what was the name of the guy in Night Court, the blonde? Harry Anderson. Look up Harry Anderson. Yeah. Find out the sitcoms that Harry Anderson did other than Night Court. Uh-huh. And look for a series where he played a character named Dave Barry. Or was it? It was Dave's World. Lamont Cranston just did it. Dave's World. Boomy was in Dave's World. And I think that anyway, he came over one night after hearing how Scott felt about him and came into the house and sat in a big, we had a big chair that could fit two people and just cuddled up to Scott. He was the sweetest, non-homophobic, straight guy, happily married, beautiful kids, but he is a gigantic teddy bear is what he is. Just a sweet, sweet man.
With a big fucking dick.
with a big dingus. With a bit, we like to say PP.
Why? Why do you like to say PP?
You know, it's joking that we like to say PP, but I find, you've got to grant me a little bit of grace because I was raised by a fucking prude, an absolute fucking prude. My father was neurotically prudish. And so I never grew up with guys, you know, talking guy stuff. How's your dick? What's going on? So all of that kind of talk kind of bristles me a little bit. So I don't, you know, and his cock was huge. It's just a word, but it bristles me.
Okay.
So I do lighter words. If we're being serious, I will always say penis. If we're being a little bit vulgar, I will say something like pee-pee, his pee-pee.
I'm going to ask, what was the series that I suggested that you watch on Amazon?
It started with an E. Escape, Echo, it was one word. Echoes, no,
it was something.
And Kathy, it's not BVDs by mail, that's underwear. But I know that you know that already because we banter back and forth enough that I know you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. The Expanse. Okay, The Expanse. Mm-hmm.
Do you need to make a note of that?
Oh, you know, I should because I will and look at, see what I have because I'm 112 years old.
Yeah.
I have notepads.
I have a notepad right
here. All right. Okay.
You know what's written on it?
Questions for me about my sex life?
Chlorine and water, citrus, yuzu.
Oh.
Those were things that I thought of. No, the questions about your sex life were typed up in a document. Those are in a Google Doc.
The Expanse.
The Expanse. Here's my pitch for The Expanse.
Okay.
It is a 9-book series that I read over the years that they came out. And just take old Asimov, Bradbury, kind of mix them together, but give them like more realism, and you got The Expanse. It's a political series based in space.
How many episodes before I can either stop or I'll want to continue?
I feel, let me look at the descriptions of season one here. I mean, if you hate the first episode, then yeah, bail. But I think by the third episode, they're ready to, there's only 10 episodes in the first season. So I think by the third episode, they were firing on all cylinders. It had really good source material. So the show itself has a lot to pull from. And so these characters have depth. They have, you know, quirks and stuff like that. They also treat space travel in a very real way. In a very, like, oh, you don't just get from the moon to Mars in like 3 hours. Like that's going to be a 2-month trip, and you've got to have provisions for that. And, you know, as you're thrusting forward, gravity is happening in your ship this way against thrust, right? And then at some point when you start braking, which is halfway through your journey, you have to start braking because you have to be under constant thrust to have gravity. And then you have to flip and burn. And as you slow down, you still have gravity. Anyway, the point is it's a great series. Adam didn't really like it. And I suspect it's because you can't just have it on in the back. You can't be like scrolling your phone while it's on. You know what I'm saying? It is dense, but I feel like it's worth it. Three episodes. That would be less than 3 hours of your life.
It would be Tang and the, what did they call those? The space bars?
The space bars?
Kathy, no, what did they call the food sticks? Space food sticks. There we go, Kathy. I think Kathy is younger than I am, but we're close in age to know stuff.
Space.
Are you close to 68, Kathy?
Sticks.
Yeah, space food sticks. They were huge.
face.
Perilously.
Space food sticks, which is the hardest fucking thing to say, were snacks created by the Pillsbury Company in the late 1960s by the company's chief food technologist, Howard Baum.
They were like
Baum.
Flaccid Tootsie Rolls.
They were instrumental in creating the first solid food consumed by a NASA astronaut. Small food cubes eaten by Scott Carpenter on board Aurora 7 in 1962.
Ours were rolls. They look like a Slim Jim or a skinny Tootsie Roll. And they tasted like chocolate sponge.
They were sold at flight museums such as the Kennedy Space Center and the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum, as well as I saw this scandalous article today that said that the third worst tourist attraction in the United States was in Florida. It was the Space Center.
That's pretty sad.
The Space Center's awesome. I don't know what these people are saying.
Don't forget Ralph's, Kathy.
Ralph's?
I can carry on conversation with you and Kathy.
I saw something about Vons getting bought by Kroger. Is that true? Like some?
All of them intermingle. They're like Ozark families. It's everybody owns this, and then that one, and then this one gets bought, and then Albertsons buys everybody, and.
My nephew is asking me a question. I must now answer it.
Okay. I think we're getting a little long in the tooth here anyway, aren't we?
We have been talking for 30 minutes in the after show, Andy Scott. Oh, 30 minutes. But I understand that you need to eat because you are a late eater.
No, I did already eat.
You have arrived already eaten? What did you have?
Yes. I have just cabbage soup and on Friday.
Is today not a food day?
No.
So you just have
There's Saturday night. And Wednesday night are food night and booze night.
S-A-T-U-R-T-A-Y.
Yeah, why? And then the rest are diet shit. And yes, Tommy, it is ick, but it's doing the job because I have lost about 50 pounds in the last year.
Yeah.
Very slowly, but I've lost it by doing this. Yeah. I'm still fat, Kathy. You wouldn't look at me and go, oh, you're just so trim.
You looked thin in the face the other night, says Tom and Terry.
I lost probably about 20 pounds since you saw me last, Tommy. Probably about 20.
While walking with the laptop to the shrine.
The shrine. Yes. Well, you just have to be more engaged in my life, Daniel, to understand what those kinds of things mean.
I know. Can tell you. I feel like Tom's just be like, yeah, I know. I'm good friends with Scott. Like, I know Scott really well. And I'm going to just like, hey, Scott, remember that time at your house when I walked up the stairs and there was that little nick in the carpet, like on the third step?
Do you know how you say, I don't do this show alone. I do it with my best friend, Adam?
Yeah.
I feel, I don't know that it's equal. I mean, not equal.
Mutual.
Mutual. And it doesn't matter because what matters is how I feel. First of all, Drew is my best friend. Yes, throw up into your bag again. But then my other best friend, other than Drew, would be Tommy. Oh. So I feel very, 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 very close to Tommy. So what he was, and so he can say, you know, we did this, we did that, we did this. Up in my alcove of my upstairs.
Yeah.
I have made basically a shrine to my great uncle Walter, who was a famous lyricist, composer, and screenwriter in the 40s and 50s. And I was lucky enough that when we cleaned out my mother's house, to be the inheritor, because nobody else wanted it, of several boxes of Uncle Walter's things that were kept by my father. And so I found in those boxes notes of rhyming words that he was going to make songs out of. I found sheet music that
Do you have any of it?
I have it. You mean here?
Yeah.
No, I can't take you to it because it's down the hall.
No, just some of those rhyming lyrics. I can run them through the old AI music and we can see what it comes up with.
No. But anyway, I created this and I have an old time radio. I have a fedora that was his. I have all kinds of pics, photographs and stuff. And I put it all up and all around. And the other night when, we have a tradition with Tom and Terry where every 4th of July we watch Jaws.
Uh-huh.
Because it's a 4th of July movie.
Right.
And I picked up, I said, I want to show you what we do in the alcove. So I picked up the laptop and I unplugged it and I walked him and Terry up the stairs to the alcove and pointed the camera towards the alcove and showed them the alcove.
I hate horror movies. Like I saw Jaws and I was scared to swim for like months. And it was like, and I, from Florida, I had to swim. I mean, we had a lake house and it's like, I needed to swim. I needed to go out and have fun and swim. And that fucking movie like ruined that shit for me. So I eventually got over it. But I think Jaws was probably the last horror film I ever saw.
And it really wouldn't be considered a horror film, but
it was right. It literally had a lasting horrific effect on me.
You do realize, and I hear that, mm-hmm. that you are not alone in that.
No, I know.
That it did that to the country.
Yeah, I think
It truly paralyzed a generation of people to not want to go anywhere near the ocean.
That's why I want to sue Steven Spielberg to...
good luck with your lawsuit.
See, Tom is saying that we didn't make a deal about it. Tom, I'm just blowing smoke, Tom. Don't take anything I say seriously.
No, I don't think that's what he meant here.
I say things to get a rise.
No, I think what he was saying is he and Terry didn't make a deal about noticing my weight loss is what he's saying, I think.
Oh, I see.
I don't think he's...
I see.
Yeah, see, we didn't say anything at the time.
Well, you knew that because he's your best friend, so you like had that...
Yeah, that it's... You don't really have to use words. It can be said in a look.
In a look,
uh-huh.
In a touch.
With one look, I could fuck your mom.
She's dead, and that's kind of gross, but...
I know.
I mean...
Well, remember I was talking about the shorthand that Drew and I have with each other?
Yeah.
One of the things that we constantly say to each other is he will say something to me, and I'll go, "Yo mama," and he'll say, "She's dead." So,
but your mama isn't dead.
No, his mama's dead.
Oh, you say,
I'll say, "Yo mama," and he'll say, "She's dead." I think that Tallulah Hildebrand Carter is really working you. Because you are on slow mo. You are on slow mo mode, baby. I'm looking at you. Okay.
I was trying to figure out what we should talk about, or we should just wrap it up. We can just wrap it up. It's fine. There's no, there's no things. I don't want to just hang up on the chat room though.
No, here is what I was going. Thank you for reminding me. Cause I wanted to tell you,
that was a segue there. That was just for you.
You're the best at it, Daniel. Segue. You are the best at it. I feel very strongly that when it's time to say goodnight to the chat room, that you go back into the chat room, look at who's there and say each name goodnight. And then we'll pick the money up from the dresser.
Good.
So I'll start.
I want to do this in song. Let's write some lyrics here. So we're going to look at, I want to continue with my Google account. Oh, just give me what I want. Just take whatever money you want. And give me what I want. So we're going to do this. We're going to write some
1%,
lyrics.
1%, 1%.
Good night, Kathy Marshall. You researched the Duvalls. Now, who else?
Lamont Cranston.
And to Lamont... Something that's going to have to end with
the shadow always knows.
But we're trying to rhyme with Duvalls, aren't we? Good night, Kathy Marshall.
Won't they rhyme it?
Good night. They won't. Good night, Kathy Marshall. You research the Duvalls and to Lamont. Da, 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 da.
And to Lamont Cranston, you have some hairy balls.
To Lamont Cranston.
You have some hairy balls.
I've felt your hairy
Kathy's balls. Very nice. And always Tom and Terry. And whenever you are near.
Tom and Terry.
Whenever you are near.
Whenever you are near.
I really think I'm straight, but find out that I am queer.
Okay, let's see. We're going to, what style of music should this be in? Children's song?
That's good. Yeah. Children's song is good.
So let's say nursery rhyme.
Yeah.
Nursery rhyme. Answer a title. Good night.
Good night, chat room.
Chat room. Okay. All right, we'll create that. Let's make sure we got... Oh, can we play it? Oh, I'm going to have to go to my phone again because it's stupid fucking computer. And I thought about rebooting before the show.
Yeah. Thinking about doing something and doing something are two entirely
different things. Yeah.
We enter with Romper Room and we exit with Romper Room.
Do I have an app or do I go to their website? Suno, I don't see it, so I'll go to their website. So, I don't want to do that. That's fine. Soon. Isn't this exciting?
It's going to be worth the wait. It's going to be worth the wait.
It's going to be.
And it's the big closing number.
Yeah, we'll fix it in edit.
Okay.
We'll fix it in post. Is that what they say? We'll fix it in post. All right. My library. Good night chat room. Version one. And if we hate that, we have a second version. But here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Good night, Kathy Marshall. You research the Duvalls and to Lamont Cranston. I felt your hairy balls. And always Tom and Terry, whenever you are near. I really think I'm straight, but find out that I'm a queer.
Yeah, okay.
Taylor the latte boy.
Oh, that's
why
a wrong
do
one.
You hate kids? They just want to sing to
why
you.
Why are you playing this?
You,
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. Oh,
other people's are
I'm
not
looking
allowed.
On my computer You're, to try yes, to pause it. And it's I'm on your my phone. Yeah, okay. Here's the second version. Let's see if it's any better.
Okay, this is the last version before
Marshall.
We good night.
You researched the Duvalls and to Lamont Cranston. I felt your hairy balls. And always Tom and Terry, whenever you are near. I really think I'm straight, but find out that I'm a queer.
Wow.
That sucks. Okay, good night.
Good night, Kathy.
Scott.
Good night, Lamont.
Yes.
Good night, precious Tom and Terry.
And good night to you, Auntie Scott. Let's see, we're going to drop the Pride 48 stream first. Good night, anyone who might be listening on Pride 48. Good night.
Good night, Pride 48.
And then good night, level 13.